It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is back at work today, and senators are under pressure to get some kind of deal on coronavirus relief. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators are coming back to the same problem they left last week, a wide gulf between the two parties and even among Republicans themselves on the size and scope of another coronavirus package. Congress has already let federal unemployment benefits and a moratorium on rental evictions lapse. At the end of this week, PPP expires. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he'd support delaying the August recess, which starts Saturday, in order to reach an agreement. The House left last Friday, but can be called back within 24 hours' notice. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Residents have voted to get rid of a name tied to the KKK in a neighborhood in Denver. Stapleton in northeast Denver will be renamed Central Park. The name Stapleton had come from a former mayor who was in the Klan. In announcing the change, State Senator Angela Williams said it's a step that needs to be replicated to move the country forward.
We're saying here in our neighborhood that we don't support racism. We don't support social injustices, and we don't support anything that is representative of that.
Activists' years-long effort to change the name picked up steam after George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confiscated and euthanized a wild red fox from a woman in Colorado Springs Friday. The fox had been kept illegally in captivity for 2 years. Parks and Wildlife officers say it had to be killed because it would now not survive if released into the wild. Officers found out because the woman made an Instagram page with dozens of pictures of the fox dating back to 2018. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.